Jeff Hardin here with CS Tech, and I'm here with another story, another interview, and actually he's a good old friend of ours, including some of you out there that heard him on a previous interview, and he volunteered for a follow-up here, more than just a follow-up. Will's not a therapist per se, although I'm sure he's chatting with people out there about some of the things that he's doing, as we all seem to do when we have a lot of ahas, we just naturally share it, and I'm sure a lot of you out there are as well. We were talking with Will because he's basically, let's call it a self-helper. You know, he's working on his own mostly. I know he gets a little help here and there from therapists, not just in necessarily in PS Tech, but in other modalities as well. So there's some nice comments on there. But the reason why I brought him on is mainly because he was asking, hey, should I do the advanced tutorial that we generally recommend for therapists and practitioners, you know, not so much for self-helpers. And the thought was, well, usually it's for a therapist, not for a self-helper per se. But he just seemed to have an inspiration. That was the way to go. So he said, okay, here, well, give it a try. Go ahead, give it a try and tell me what you think. So I wanted to bring him on for this to find out how he's doing, not only in follow-up to the previous interview that's on the same page that you see here. I put them together on the same page. But in addition to that, to give us some views on his use of the advanced and the benefits of it in his own personal work. So I'm really looking forward to this. I hope all you listening are as well. So, hey, Will, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this, and I appreciate your openness in the first go-around and this one as well. So since we know each other a little bit better or a lot better, I'm going to dig a little deeper. I hope you don't mind.
Sure.
What prompted you to go, hey, I want the advanced? I mean, because you had gone through the level one, ordered that, because on the level one we usually put on there, it's a great package. You got the EEFs, you got the positive package, and you get the therapist tutorial, which you went through once or twice, right? What prompted you to go after the advanced?
Well, the advanced looked like it was focusing a lot on the PS Tech positive, and it went into the mind model, and it looked like it was going into the subconscious mind, and I felt like this was a must of knowledge to get, because I've been reading, I've gone to a couple of seminars in the subconscious mind, and it just seemed like, you know, I really wanted to pursue this, because I think that even though the PS Tech click track is the most important thing in removing those negative emotions, I think the positive must run a close second for what it's meant to do.
So, yeah, let's touch on this, because you mentioned, all right, let me skip the positive for just a sec or come back to it, but you mentioned the part about, well, there's some info in the advanced about the subconscious, about the mind model that Tim calls the mind model. What were some of the things that you picked up from the advanced on that? What, you know, where did it help you with that?
Tim really refers to the subconscious mind as the great protector, and I've heard that used before by another hypnotherapist in this area that it comes very highly regarded, and he basically said that's the only thing the subconscious mind is meant to do is to protect you, and he gives that analogy of the caveman, and it just seemed to me this is what it's about. And it, you know, this is why when he mentioned about cognitive therapy, why it fails so much, because the subconscious mind is like, no, this isn't going to work. The subconscious mind doesn't believe it, and it's going to protect you, then that's all there is to it. And you really have to access that part before anything really happens. At least that's my experience so far.
Okay. So you started going with the click track and working with that, of course, initially, like the free package, et cetera.
Right.
And like we talked about last time with you, you had a lot of ahas, a lot of stuff breaking down in terms of the limiting beliefs and emotions and those kind of aspects. Catch us up a little bit too. Let me, and I'm going to bounce around here a little bit. Sorry, everybody. Because originally you had talked about the feeling of dread,
right?
Anxiety, the sense of doom. How's that going?
That's going great. I mean, like I told you before, in my phase one of the click track, I was working strictly on the fear and the anxiety. You know, something bad is going to happen. It always happens. Nothing good ever happens. And, you know, just that fear of, you know, being in an emotional combustible household, which something was always, there was always some emotional explosion. And it just, you know, I guess I became used to this, and it became part of me. And then, you know, I had this fear, this dread of something bad always happening.
That's, when explosive household, you mean when you were young, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You had mentioned too recently, you had lived a lot of your life with the wet towel around your neck. Can you explain that?
Wet blanket around my neck.
Wet blanket. Sorry.
which is it's worse. I just felt like I had this tremendous weight laying upon me that there's this doom coming down the pipeline. This dread. This something bad's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen. Nothing good is happening. Something bad is going to happen to me. Whether it was at home, at school, it really didn't matter.
And that carried over into your adult life, too, of course.
Absolutely. But it was still there, yeah.
When did it start in your daily life, each day?
In the mornings, getting up, getting ready to go to work. Just like this effort to get going, to get in the shower, to do this, to do just it was like a chore. It's like, a major effort to do something that should be reflexive to me.
So you woke up in a low energy state, if you will, right?
Yes.
As if you're already starting in the negative or something, or close to.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. How's that going right now? How do you wake up in the morning generally? What's your thoughts? Energy.
I really like it's just like what do I have to do today? Let me get going. There's really no thought to the negative aspect of it.
Okay. So the wet blanket. Do you retire it, or what do you think?
I think so. I think it's just about gone.
Good, good.
I mean, if you had a scale, it is maybe at the most a 1.5.
Okay.
And that's, maybe one mortal click track on that, and that would be gone. It's almost nothing, though.
Excellent. You also touched on this, and this might be a little bit from last time, but I wanted to catch everyone up a little bit here that had already listened to it. You had said something I wanted to highlight here. It did take you now, you said a month, a few weeks, whatever, because part of the theme on our original talk was you really had difficulties, didn't tune into the memories, the emotions, really, the feelings. It was like had a real hard time allowing them through or focusing or finding them, however you want to articulate that, right? So you said it did take you a month to begin to focus, but they did become, this kind of stuff became real clear, right?
Yes.
Can you kind of comment on that? Yeah.
Yes, well, it's like I'm getting, I think it takes a while to get really hooked into that emotion. I know you can think, well, things aren't going well, things are bad. And then when you hook into that true feeling, I'm not talking about just the thought of feeling that, but that true feeling when you feel bad or you feel nervous or you feel anxious or you feel dread or grief, you're tapping into that. And flashes of memory come up. Like I'm still not seeing a movie screen of memories, but I'm getting flashes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm still of the belief that as long as you can tap into the emotion, that's what you need to do, because it's going to lead to somewhere back in the subconscious mind where this emanates from.
Right. As you got deeper in this, you're like, hey, I want to know, maybe not all the whys necessarily, but maybe the more I know, it's like driving a car. We don't have to know all the details, but it sure helps to know some of them. And you looked at the advanced package as, well, maybe this is going to allow me to use more of the options on this vehicle of life that you're going through. Does that kind of...
Absolutely. I was looking at the advanced. It really goes into the subconscious mind and how it works and the mind models. And it makes all kind of sense as to why, like Tim said, the cognitive therapy just does not do it. I mean, it's, you have people... Or the daily affirmations and all that stuff. I mean, I don't think it's bad, but unless you really believe it on that subconscious mind, which is what over 90% of what's going on, it's not going to take.
Right. And I think what you said was, along those lines, you had said knowing the tremendous power of the subconscious is a must, even if one decides not to self-help. But know why everything else may not have worked and how its sole mission is to protect us. So the part I'm focusing on here, I think more than anything, is you said knowing the power of the subconscious is a must, even if one decides not to self-help. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you don't know what it's, if you're in charge, if you're looking at this, you may want to find a therapist that's aligned with the subconscious and how this therapist can help you deal with the stuff that's going on in there. If not, I think just think you're spinning your wheels. I mean, if you know what's going on and how it's working, and you can find someone that can guide you that is on the same playing field as you are, and that way you all can both go together. And once you know how this, you know, once you know how this works, someone can really help you with it as far as that's concerned.
So it makes you a better informed consumer when you're shopping around, so to speak, trying to find solutions.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I don't think anyone can do it themselves, but I mean, don't want to do it themselves. If you know how this works, it's kind of like, oh, now I get it. Now I know why I felt so bad all the time. Now I know why this was going on. Now I know why I hated going to school, because I always felt something bad was going to happen to me. And that subconscious mind prepared me for the worst, so it wouldn't be that bad, I guess.
Right. Okay.
And once you see this, you know which direction to take.
We mentioned a couple times here the mind model. How did that help you most, knowing Tim's perspective of the mind model?
Well, basically, it was the explanation of the belief system and how that worked, and how basically the subconscious is your protector. That's how we believe things, and how to take that belief away. Tim mentioned something about, you know, the conscious mind is sort of like a gatekeeper. It will not let stuff in to the subconscious mind if it doesn't resonate correctly.
The critical factor.
Right. If you tell yourself everything's fine, everything's good, and you really don't believe it, well, it's not gonna pass through. And I feel that, you know, what Click Track does is probably trick the subconscious mind into lowering the guard or distracting it, and you're kind of going around the back door.
Oh, okay. So when you have a little better idea of how the mind's working, it kind of gives you a little better map and shows you where the back door is, huh?
Well, it just basically says that, you know, you've got a pretty intense guard out front.
Yeah.
And if you want to get by him, you gotta trick him, or you gotta convince him, or to let you through to the subconscious mind.
Now, within there too is that analogy of the scales.
Right.
How did that help you out?
That helped me out because it's, you know, you have the scales are, you know, like Tim said in the tape, in the audio, they're beliefs. And whichever weight you have on that scale is what you're going to believe. Like if you believe things are bad, it's going to be weighted to that side. If you believe life is bad or life is not safe, it's going to be weighted on that side. And you have to weigh the other side to swing that belief over that life is good. And that's what PS Tech Positive does, of course, using the PS Tech Click Track to get rid of that negative emotion that life is not safe or life is bad.
You had also mentioned, too, you said, and I wanted to bring this up because in the advanced package, you had said, well, I wish Tim had said to remove the weights from my counterintention. Let's say, A, I want A to happen, or I want to be A or whatever on the scales, but I have B, which is the opposite, and it's
right, kind of
heavy. Comment on that a little bit, because you said, I wish he had told me to remove the weights from the other side first.
Well, if the scales are weighing heavy toward the negative, you want to use the click track to remove the negative before you can add the positive, because then you have opposing beliefs. I know he's mentioned that before in other things. I thought that would have been a good injection at that point of how effective the click track works to get rid of the negative and makes it easier to inject the positive.
Well, and that's why I wanted to emphasize that. And I know he has said that either in the level one or the positive. I can't remember where the success in PS Tech positive tutorial about. Most times, not always. Sometimes it helps to run through the positive even before the emotions are lower, especially if we're not sure exactly where we are, if we're really generalized in our thoughts and our feelings. Sometimes when we go after a specific positive and plug it in, it helps expose the counterintention specifically. But on a general guideline, absolutely. I know Tim advocates, hey, let's get the emotions at least turned down quite a bit, if not most of the way or all the way, because when those emotions are lower, I call it the glue to the belief system and the mind model are the emotions. When we take away the emotions, it makes it so much easier just to blow away with new suggestions the old ones. You know, it just makes it easier.
I like what Tim said in the panic attack module. He basically says, he gives the instructions of what to do, and he says, and you do this the panic attack will essentially collapse upon itself like a negative belief to me. I mean, I thought that was absolutely fantastic
yeah.
how you put that.
Yeah, yeah. You had said when it comes to this advanced package for self-help that we're talking about here today, the other thing was the emphasis on the positive. What was really helping you out there?
Well, just that it's nearly as important as the pièce de clitrac. I mean, once because you want to align the subconscious mind with what you really believe about yourself, and when you inject this positive, like Tim said, eventually, if you do it enough times, it's gonna have to take because the subconscious mind will accept it. I felt that we have to remove those negative views. The positive is what those positive injections are what's creating new belief systems, or should I say more accurately, true belief systems to what we really feel is right.
Right. You also mentioned a little help along the way, though, from the accelerators, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the accelerators are amazing. Tim calls them a turbocharge, and I almost say, well, it feels like he's putting there's another rocket on the back of the car, a rocket engine.
Oh, okay.
It really seems to dislodge a lot of emotions, and I haven't used it really with the positive. I've only used the positive clitrex once. I'm trying to clear out as much of the negative stuff as I can. I think it multiplies the clitrex maybe, two or three, four times.
Yeah, and you had a good illustration of just how really the power of the accelerators you could feel, because you said, okay, I was using it one way, I'm not going to use it that way anymore. Can you run that by?
Absolutely. I've used the accelerator click track. I don't use the accelerator relax.
Oh, okay. Okay, so just the tapping tracks. Okay.
I want to hit this stuff with the most powerful stuff that's there. And I did it, and it was like, I would do it the regular PS Tech click tracks, and then I do a couple of accelerators, another PS Tech click track, and then do another accelerator at the very end, and end my little session with mm-hmm. an accelerator. And, the next 4 days, you can just, you're having all kind of memories dropping down, and it can be very uncomfortable. So I would recommend that someone just not end with that, and that's just my subjective opinion.
Okay, so when you're using the accelerator tapping tracks, because
yeah.
in the accelerator package, there's the tutorial, a couple tapping tracks, and then two relaxation tracks. You weren't using, because I want to make a comment on that. You're not using the relaxation tracks, just the clicking or tapping tracks, accelerator.
Correct.
And you were ending, when you ended with the, and you were obviously, it sounded like you were doing maybe running three, four, or more click tracks in a session, at a time, right?
Right.
Back to back in a sitting. If you ended it with the accelerator click or tapping track, it was, I don't want to say it's a bad thing because it was bringing up the memories, that's good, but it was a little uncomfortable because it was so, came at you in such a rush, so to speak, maybe. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you this way, though. I could not go back to the click track until about 7 or 8 days later.
Oh, okay. So you needed a break. Now,
yeah.
So I wanted to make a comment. That's what the relaxation track's for.
Okay.
After you use the accelerator click track or tapping track, I'm done with my session for today or for the moment. If you run a relaxation track afterwards and do the relaxation track last, the last thing you do, then it softens that.
Okay.
Or at the end of the day, before you go to bed is another good time. And that's why there's two in there. There's a long one and a short one. If you don't have a lot of time, then run the short one. That's the purpose of the relaxation, is to kind of soften that after effect.
Okay. Is it as effective as the click track one?
It's a different the relaxation, you don't focus on anything. You're not clicking,
okay.
tapping, you're not doing anything. You just
okay,
plug it in, relax. It's a relaxation.
I see.
And I know with most PS Tech work, it's not about relaxation. It's about the effort to focus on these things and clear them out, or on the positive,
right.
install and suggest. But this is the one exception. That's why they're called the one exception to relaxation, because Tim says that in the original instructions. This is not a relaxation technique. But he did provide the relaxation tracks with the accelerators because they are so much more powerful to help smooth it out afterwards. You know, kind of give your mind a little relaxation.
Okay, I see.
And I know he mentions that in the tutorial, but you know, sometimes we miss things here and there.
I think I did.
Yeah, and the other good place to use those, the relaxation track, is maybe before bedtime.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, put it in before you go to sleep.
And, the accelerator relax.
Yeah.
The accelerator, okay.
Yeah, the accelerator relaxation track. But that's very cool. I appreciate you putting your experience out there as an illustration of the power of these things. And that's exactly what the accelerator does. And that's why it's accelerated, because usually the reason why our healing work, our change work, et cetera, takes a while is we haven't allowed into our consciousness the issue that we need to target. You know, that's one of the biggest challenges I see out there with everyone is, I'm not sure what to target here. Well, that's the purpose of the accelerator, to jack this stuff out of the subconscious or allow the subconscious to share it with the conscious mind, I guess, so that you know how to target, and then boom, you target it. So with the click tracks, EES, or the accelerator click track. Okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate you having that experience for us, because I think it'll be helpful for everybody.
I recommend everyone to get the accelerators. Absolutely.
Scales of belief here. So let me ask you this. In a self-help way, doing your own change work and whatnot, is that advanced tutorial and package, if you will, a regular price, it's like $57. If people buy it packaged with the level one, it's only $37. You get a little one-time offer deal there. But do you think it's worth it?
Absolutely. I mean, this stuff is priced so right. I mean, I bought the level one, the therapist guide, and you know, I still listen to that over and over. I mean, you know, it's absolutely a must if you really want to heal. I mean, the people that are jumping aboard in this that were diehard EFT practitioners is amazing to me. Not to take anything away from it, but you know, it's if you're going to do this, you know, you can do this. You can break it up three times over the day. I think it's better to do it when you're not tired.
Yeah.
I think you're not going to concentrate as well. You know, I try to do it in the mornings if that's the morning off or something like that. But, you know, I try to do it at night after work and I can't do it because I'm just
tired. Well,
it
does take effort. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But, yeah, I think it's a must. What's $57 now at this point?
Right. Well, yeah, and I think, like what you said, and I'm going to temper this with another comment after this, but I wanted to allow you to say this, because you said 1 month of PS Tech is worth...
easily 3 years of therapy, cognitive therapy, and more so because, you know, you're getting success with the click tracks.
So much more quicker success, because you've tried a lot of different things in the past.
Right.
Okay, so, I wanted to ask you had said this one time, and I thought it was kind of cool, because you had said 1 month of PS Tech work that you do with PS Tech is worth, what was it?
3 years of therapy.
Regular therapy, cognitive therapy, cognitive behavior therapy, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The last thing I wanted to ask you, because you kind of threw this in here, and you weren't working on this specifically. You said you had a nice little side benefit to all the work you've been doing, but you didn't work on it specifically, and it had to do with weight. How's that going?
You know, I lost about 35 to 40 pounds. I have not weighed myself. I haven't really even tried. You know, it's just happening. I mean, I'm basically eating three times a day, and when I'm hungry, and there's really no in between on that.
Interesting. So you did it without trying, without a diet, without...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Without a diet.
And you didn't go to the gym four times a day or anything like that?
I have been to the gym in months.
I always think it's interesting because I think the comment you said, you said this is not normal. Or is this normal, right?
Right.
And my thought in this is, within our cultural things that everyone's trying to find this great solution to weight loss, no, it's not normal, because normal says, no, you can't eat three meals a day, you got to eat little meals constantly, and that's the rule, or you got to go to the gym four times a week, you got to do 30 minutes of cardio, you've got to, you know, on and on and on with all the rules, and you kind of broke all the rules, didn't you?
Well, yes, I believe so, but not the basic rule of, you know, when, I mean, I'll still eat at McDonald's or eat pizza, but...
Oh, okay, you know, now you're...
Well, no, I mean, it's there's a big difference if you eat...
No, I understand.
Eat two slices versus six or seven. And that's, you know, after I have a couple slices, well, I'm full. I don't need anything else to...
Right.
I don't need to eat any more of it. And
right.
I think that maybe there's an emotional charge to that eating that's going around the biology of the whole process of eating. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Some say so, yeah. You know, some people say it's not what you eat. It's how you feel about what you eat. Now, that's going to fly in the face of a lot of things.
Another bomb I'm going to drop is that I drink soft drinks too, not to the extent that I used to. But if I go to McDonald's, I'll get one.
Okay.
And they're not diet either. But that's you know, that'll be maybe, you know, if I do go to McDonald's, it's a small burger and a Coke and that's it.
Right.
That's all I want.
Right.
And then I won't eat again for 4 or 5 hours later when I feel the hunger that says, okay, it's time to eat again.
So you kind of came to a natural, or coming toward, I don't know where you are, and it doesn't really matter, but you seem to be coming down to a, and I say down because there's a little weight coming down, whatever, you're coming toward a balance for yourself that's comfortable.
Right.
Interesting. And again, it's a side benefit. It's nothing you're really focused on.
No. That's the interesting thing about it. You know, a lot of my anger is reduced. Not gone, but it's reduced, even though I haven't focused on it yet.
Oh, okay.
And that's another. Well, I'm just taking on a tangent here, but you know, I haven't focused on the eating at all.
Well,
not at all.
These are like bonuses, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Maybe I should send you a bill and charge you more. What do you think? This is really nice. This is really cool. Okay. But let me ask you this: Do you think the advanced? You were already moving along without the advanced, going through the advanced on your path there. But did it help, too, kind of take you to maybe a different level? Well, how do you feel about it?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to jump on the PS Tech in the, you know, after about the middle of October. There's a couple of things I want to clear. Yeah, and I'm going back to revisit a couple of the things that I did early on that maybe were about a 2 or 3,
mm-hmm.
and I want to wipe those out. But absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, this stuff is such a great source of information on how the mind works. The mind model is just a great way that Tim explains that. I really am 100% behind this.
Good deal. Okay, so what I see here advanced-wise for your own personal work here, the emphasis on the positive, especially just as important as the click track. In this advance, it really gets heavily into the subconscious. The subconscious as a protector. Some good stuff there. The mind model overall, the belief system, the critical factor, all those kind of things. All of these great subjects that are in this package. I hope I'm not, you know, spoiling it for anyone, but, you know, there's like 3 hours worth, so believe me, we're not covering it all by any means. And you love the caveman example. I'm not going to spoil that one, so that's in there too. This is all good stuff, and I appreciate you chatting about this and bringing us your view on this and your advocacy for it. Do you have anything to add to any of this that we've gone through quite a bit?
Well, no. I remember what Tim said at one of his earlier tapes about, you know, people will spend money on clothes and cars and everything else, but they won't do anything about their own selves. And, you know, I mean, anything worth it. I mean, please just spend some money on this. I mean, it's you know, the cause and effect behind this is just, you know, it can't be measured.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, absolutely, huh? Isn't that true? Well, I appreciate your perspectives here and letting people know that there's more to know and how helpful it can be, because I think, like I said, if we know, and not a lot more, because, I mean, you listen to the advanced package, it's a couple, 3 hours, and you went through it, I think, a couple times, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I went through it about 3 times.
It's not like you're going to a 9-week course and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yet it gave you enough perspectives, some new ahas and whatnot, that you could take advantage of more options within the mind, it sounds like. And you got all these cool bonuses anger going down and weight going down. So congratulations on that. And because I do want to emphasize, though, because when we first talked on the last one, how persistent and consistent you have been. And I know there's, you know, fits and starts sometimes. And like you said, you couldn't touch it for a few days after that, using that accelerator click track. But in general, you have really just put your head down and just followed the instructions and plowed forward. And you did it consistently, especially in the beginning, I think, which was a real curve spoiler. In other words, you got a lot of it out of the way, and you really got yourself on track, right?
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. You know, the first, like I said before, that, you know, it's going to take some practice to get, I think, right in line with that emotion and the emotions. And once you do that, that's the secret. I mean, I don't think the memories are the secret, and that's, I'm speaking subjectively. I think once you get into that emotion, it's like that, it's like kind of like those old cartoons where they'd light the fuse and the fuse would go behind the rocks and something would blow up. Well, you don't have to see it, but you know it's there. And the other thing is that, the only thing I want to mention is if people are maybe kind of concerned about success, there could be more than one emotion attached to a situation or a thought.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be angry and grieve over the same thing, and you may feel like you wiped out one, but something's still there. Go through the grief, the anger, or the anxiety out of the one. I mean, and that's, I think, you know, what I'm working now is on is the grief. You know, I went from fear, now I'm doing the grief, and then I was going to do the anger. And I think, you know, you got to remember there could be a lot of them. There could be more than one emotion attached to specific events or times in your life or beliefs or whatever.
Well, in the advanced, you address that with the pyramid of emotions too, right?
You know, I may have missed that one.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I think you did. I think you did. Yeah. I don't remember that.
Okay, that's cool. But yeah, there's all sorts of things, and it sounds like you got it. It sounds like you got it, even though you don't remember you got it.
So
again, I appreciate all your time here again with us and visiting again and being open here, letting people have a little peek in with you. Again, appreciate your dedication to your own change work, putting in the time, putting in the effort, going beyond the fear and clearing up the fear. Why not? You know, thanks for sharing again. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, my pleasure.
Okay. All right, this is Jeff with PS Tech. I hope you enjoyed our second visit with Will here. It's been about, I don't know, three and a half months later. I know Will's going to keep on clicking because why not? I mean, the alternative is living with all that other stuff, and he's been going along and beginning to think that maybe he could one day step out and be a practitioner. I'm sure he could, absolutely. Again, everybody, thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening in. And again, a big thank you for Will. If you're on the webpage, leave some nice comments for him. He appreciates it, and we all do. Take good care, everyone, whether you're beginning, intermediate, advanced, doesn't matter. Just keep clicking, keep working at it. Take good care. Aloha.